Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I currently serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. What's Brewing, CISFA aims to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time. But as this is our inaugural week of podcast episodes, we're going to keep it to just 15 minutes a day to get in, get out, and get you on with your day. So let's go ahead and start the show. Welcome to the fourth episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? So let's go ahead and start this show off with our first cup. Hopefully you poured yourself something nice and hot and tasty. Today's topics, I want to talk and continue on what we were talking about on our last podcast and introduce and continue to introduce you to our 2020-2021 CISFA Executive Board. I also want us to meet our board liaisons and segmental reps, but that will probably be in a future episode. If time permits, we'll talk about the many varied association committees and how you as a CISFA member can get involved. So last time we talked about our presidents, our president-elect, our president, that's me, and our past president, our vice presidents. We talked about our vice president of state issues, our vice president of federal issues. Talked about our treasurers, treasurer-elect, treasurer, and past treasurer. Talked about our secretary and our webmaster. That composes much of the board, but not all of our board. So today, let's get to meet our regional representatives. Our regional representatives serve a dual role. First and foremost, they're members of the CISFA Executive Board, voting members, and again, they're representing their regions of the state. But they're also a majority of the people who serve on a financial aid regional representative consultation group that comes from our state's system office, also known as the California Community Colleges Chancellor's Office, sometimes referred to as system office or CO for Chancellor's Office. But this is the office that, in a sense, oversees all 116 California community colleges. We just added a college over the summer. Now, to offer some organization for colleges and allow for regional representation, the state is divided into 10 regions, starting with number one up in the north and number 10 down in the south. All 116 colleges are divided among those regions geographically, so not every single region has the same number of colleges. For example, region number one in the north, probably one of the biggest land areas covered by the regions, has 6 colleges. Down in region number 7, that covers Los Angeles, there's almost 14 or 15 colleges in that specific region, if my math was correct on that. Now, regional representatives that serve on the board do so for 2-year terms. Those who are in odd-numbered regions re-elect new people in odd-numbered years. Those in even-numbered regions do it in even-numbered years. For more information on the regions, how they break down, where your college, if you work at a college, which one of the regions it falls under, please go to the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. Click on the About CISFA link at the top of the page. Work your way down on the new webpage, and you'll see a link to a map of colleges and regions. It may not have number 116 yet, but we'll get an update out there. Now for today, I just want to take a quick run through so you get to meet all 10 of our regional reps. So let's start. Region 1, up in the north. We have Natalie Tucker, who currently works at Shasta College, serving as the regional rep. For region number two, we have Linda Williams from Sierra College. She happens to be a past president of our association. Region three, which is near the Bay Area, we have Emmy Bakhtis, who's at College of Marin. And region four, we have Kevin Harrell, who's from Foothill College. Region five, which is central part of our state, David Loverin, who's at College of the Sequoias. And then region six, Kim Karinke, who's at Moore Park College, covering Ventura, Santa Barbara, the San Luis Obispo area, all the way cutting across the state towards Bakersfield. Region 7, which is, again, as I mentioned earlier, much of Los Angeles, we have Manuel Cerda from Pasadena City College serving as a representative. Region 8, which is most of Orange County and a little bit of L.A., we have Tanisha Bradfield, who's at Orange Coast College. Region 9, which covers San Bernardino and Riverside, we have Elizabeth Hilton, who's at Riverside Community College. And then for Region 10, which is the San Diego area and Imperial Valley, we have Adrian Lee, who's at Southwestern College. As I mentioned at the top of this, time may not permit us today to go into depth and get to meet all 10 of our regional reps and learn more about them, their schools, their duties, their interest in working with CSFA. But rest assured, I hope to, on future podcast episodes here, have every one of them on, and we'll get to talk and learn more about them. Now, because today's segments are a little lopsided, I'm going to have a bigger last sip than normal. I'm running out of time on this first cup of the day, and my cups are emptying out here. So we're going to save the introductions of our board liaisons, our segmental reps, and our friends over at the system office for a future episode. For now, let's take a quick musical interlude, and we'll enter into our last sip segment. And welcome back to the show. Let's get on with our last sip segment of our show. Got that last sip in there, I hope. So continuing from our previous podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit more about this project that I thought about, and I hope that many of you will get involved with FAMS, our Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase. The idea here, and I talked about this before, is that this was spurred on by the idea that we had one of our executive board members show us this little movie trailer for a movie that does not exist, but is a financial aid related idea at a prior executive board meeting. And it was just the funniest thing. And it made me think, I bet we have a lot of creative people out there in CSFA who could do something creative around the idea of financial aid, whether funny, serious, dramatic, trying to get a point across, or just trying to take some of the steam out of things. I think we've got a variety of things that we can do. You know, we're talking things like short movies, movie trailers, animated shorts, a TV show promo, you know, those 30 or 60 second teasers you get when a TV channel is trying to put forth a new show for you and wants you to watch it. Maybe a TV show pilot, you know, the first act of a sitcom, the financial aid office, something like that. An original music piece, maybe a music video. I think there's a variety of categories we could have under this umbrella of a multimedia showcase. Recap the timeline I talked about in the last episode. I'm looking that we're going to launch this probably just at the end of July, with the idea that by the end of August, if you as an individual or working with your staff or others in financial aid think that you're going to put forth a project in any one of these categories or other ones that you might think of, we'd want you to file some kind of a quick form with us just so we know you're interested, probably by the end of August. Now, deadlines for actual submissions probably will not be until January of 2021 to give you plenty of time through this calendar year and past the holidays to work on your project. We'd have that deadline in January. The executive board would collect up all the entries, however they're submitted, and we'll figure that out. And then they'll get reviewed by an independent committee. My goal is to have non-exec board members doing the reviews and making the award offers to best in show or best animated short or best movie trailer so that everybody from CISFA can enter this contest. I want everyone who's got that creative bug out there and wants to put it out there to be able to do so. I'm hoping that with some connections of people that I know through people that I know, we may get some people actually out of Hollywood that could might help us on actually judging our entries. Now, I want to go over the rules and all for this, but they're going to be kind of deep. Not really deep, but I want to make sure we're being very fair to everyone. Everyone has a lot of leeway on what they want to create. Again, it could be it's funny, it could be dramatic, it could be with a message, but the idea will be that, you know, it has to be financial aid related. So we'll cover that probably in episodes that we'll produce next week. But again, you know, we're looking at hopefully having a variety of awards. Who knows what we can do? And regardless of whether the conference is held in person, which is still a possibility in the spring, or if we do a virtual conference, the idea would be is that we'd have the ability for our CISFA members who go to conference to be able to pre-screen all the entries. And then the idea would be at the president's reception, which is normally one of the nights during the conference, whether, again, real or in-person or virtual, we would announce the winners and make the awards and maybe even have some acceptance speeches if we could figure all that out if we're in a virtual world. But the idea would be, again, let's look at the types of creative things that we can do as CISFA members, get them out there, entertain, inform, educate our financial aid fellow brethren. So again, I'm going to save some of this for our episodes next week. Because I think our last episode I'll record tomorrow on Friday is going to be a little bit lighter, get you into the weekend so that you have a really good, restful weekend before you return to work on the following Monday. So I'm going to close it out here, and we'll get going on work for the next show. So I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing, CISFA. Remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter. For this and all future WBC, that's short for What's Brewing, CISFA podcasts, find our feed at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's wbcccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the word pod and bean as one word. Tell your friends and colleagues about our podcast, and let's make this the most downloaded financial aid related podcast. What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a collaborative, creative conjunction of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been episode number 4, recorded Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. Have a great day.